We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Star 94.1. Thanks for waking up with Jeff and Jen.
All right, this has quickly become one of the favorite segments here on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Where did Dumpster Fire? Even come from, because it's such a genius combination of words.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you don't know what a dumpster fire is, some people don't know what that is. Like, think of a dumpster. A dumpster is dirty and messy and gross, and you want to stay away from it. It's a dumpster. But then if you set it on fire, it's even dirtier and grossier and messier.
It's just hot trash.
It's just hot trash. So a dumpster fire is an example of hot trash. Now, we've gotten a few calls over the past couple weeks with people who have dumpster fires that they are going to witness. Last week, we heard from a woman who was going to go to a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And while at that wedding, a groomsman was going to stand up and propose to his girlfriend. You cannot do that at a wedding reception. You cannot do that at a wedding reception.
Unannounced, too.
Unannounced. The bride didn't know.
Yeah, that's just being a scene stealer, and you can't do that on somebody's wedding day.
Well, today, we have been blessed with a dumpster fire that the actual participant wants to tell us about. She is starting a dumpster fire and wants to join us to share the story.
Dumpster's on fire!
But she doesn't think it's a dumpster fire. She thinks it's funny.
I think so.
Okay. You just called it a dumpster fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me a girl's name. She has to, she doesn't want to use
Let's go with Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. We're so excited to hear about your little practical joke here. This is going to happen this weekend.
Elizabeth, why do you think you're a comedian here?
Okay. So I've got a sister, and she just got some really good news, which is one of the reasons why I don't want y'all to know my actual name. Mm-hmm. She just found out she's pregnant.
Yep.
And
awesome.
She doesn't want to. Yeah. It's and they've been trying for a while, so like it's their first kid, and she's really excited, but they haven't told anybody yet. I've been dating a guy for a couple months. And, like, casually, you know, nothing, it's just been a few months, so it's just been casually, but, like, I just, after, especially after hearing, like, how excited she is about the pregnancy and everything, it's been, like, making me wonder, like, whether or not he and I are, you know, on the road to, like, commitment and that sort of thing. Like, if, you know, if we're going to be able to ever be that kind of committed to each other in our relationship and all that stuff, you know, like, where this is going.
Sure.
Or, yeah. So, like, I kind of asked her for the pregnancy test, the positive one that she took. I'm gonna pretend it's mine.
Oh, no, Elizabeth.
I think it's going to be hilarious.
Oh, like, no.
It's not.
So you're just testing him. You just want to see what his reaction's going to be.
Well, I mean, but yeah, that's the whole point, you know? And then, I mean, it's not like it's mine for real, you know? So it's regardless. It's not like he's going to have to deal with something big, you know, in the end. So it'll still be funny, like, you know, once I get his reaction, because then I can just, you know, be like, no, you're off the hook. It's fine.
But
okay, as a guy, how would you react if you were the guy Elizabeth is dating for a couple of months? And she comes to you and she's like, hey, I got some news for you, Jeff.
That's the thing, is you can't prepare yourself for that, especially if you've only been dating for like a couple months. Like, you can't prepare yourself for that transaction.
I'm just saying, put yourself in his shoes. What do you do?
I would have to leave the situation. Like, I would have to say, like, if you did that to me, I would have to say, okay, all right, I'm going to take what you've just said, and I need to step away from here, and I just, like, I need to be by myself. That might be my only child upbringing or whatever.
You'd be like, I need to process.
I got to process. And I would literally go to, like, a park and walk around, or go to, like, a restaurant and sit at the bar by myself for an hour, or something. I wouldn't even go to a, I would go somewhere where I could be alone. But you might take that, because you're looking for information, you might take that differently. Like, oh, he's abandoning me.
Well,
like, you can't,
the
this is,
the,
there's
like,
nothing about this that's a good idea. You know that, right?
But I mean, it, you know, it's not like it would be an impossible concept. You know, we've been together for a couple months. So, you know, that means we've been, you know, like, together. So, I mean, it's not like it would be an impossible idea that this could happen, you know, somewhere in the back of his mind. He's got to, so, I mean, it's not the worst. In my opinion, I think he thinks it's going to be funny. Because, I mean, it's not like I'm going to hold on to it and let him go away for an hour.
0% chance he thinks this is going to be funny.
Yes,
by the way. Sorry, Elizabeth. Like, if you're dating someone for a couple of months, I don't know how serious you and your boyfriend are, but chances are that you're not ready to get married, like, tomorrow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what scares me about just hearing that. He's going to freak out. He's going to want to throw up and get a whole bottle of tequila and just be like, I'm going to need a month.
Well, that's such serious news.
Yeah.
Does your sister know what you're doing with this?
Oh, yeah. But, like, she told me the only reason, like, the only way that she was going to give me it, because she kind of had, like, the same reaction you guys have, but now she thinks, I think it's going to be, I think she gets it now, that it's going to be funny. Because she said, as long as I called you guys up to tell you, that's why I've been, like, pestering you with this call, trying to get on this part of the show, because she said the only way she's going to give me the test is if I get on your dumpster fire segment.
Oh, my gosh. So well, now it's a challenge for her.
Well, she gets a raise. hold on. Okay. All right. Can you hold on? What name do we call her? Elizabeth.
We called her Elizabeth.
Oh, boy. Savannah.
Hey, Savannah. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Savannah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I looked at it quickly.
Yeah, it's all right. But, yeah, so, like, I have seen this before. I think it is not a good idea. I mean, the way, when I saw it, the girl told her, you know, her boyfriend as a prank that she was pregnant. And surprisingly, he had got excited about it. And when she had to break the news to him that it wasn't real, he was devastated and completely broke off the relationship. Like,
he was sad.
He was so excited about it. Aww.
Like, it doesn't matter how much time, you know, like, I've heard that it doesn't take guys long to know for a woman to, that that's going to be the one. And, you know, he might already have that in his mind and doesn't want to come across it. And for her to do this and make, you know, probably hurt his feelings, like, that is not okay.
Thank you, Susanna. So, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
All right. Have you run through this scenario? You show him the pregnancy test and he goes, oh, my God, Elizabeth, and wraps you up in his arms and starts crying tears of joy. And he's like, I can't believe I'm going to be a dad. Then what's your what's your next
quite
move?
Frankly, like, that's honestly part of the reason why I'm doing this, though, because I do want to see if that would be his reaction.
Oh,
you know, because if he's
that's
ready
terrible.
For us to, like, move on to the next level of commitment, you know, then great. We don't need to, like, beat around the bush for a long time.
It's just toying with his emotions on such a big
You're betraying
thing.
His trust.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's funny.
JP, what would your reaction be?
That's what she's saying.
If you were dating a girl for a couple of months and she came to you and said, guess what? And showed you a test.
To be blunt, I'd be horrified. I'd be scared about how I would be able to provide for a baby when I'm not in the position to do that because...
JP doesn't even...
It scares me. I'm just
so...
He can't even afford working pants for himself.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's like your whole life would flash in front of you,
yes.
And you would be like, okay, I had a plan for where I was going.
You know that country song, and, There Goes My Life?
Yeah, and it's like, then you would say, okay, now my life is going to go in a completely different direction than where I thought it was going. And to put somebody in that position that's, and it's not true, it's just a joke.
Elizabeth, how old are you guys?
We're in our later 20s, so I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, it's not something that we haven't been mentally preparing for. It's not like we're teenagers where this would change our lives.
Oh, my God. Hold on. You're not going to believe this. Misty and Canton.
Hey, I just want to say, and I'm actually married to the person I did
wait,
it
wait,
to.
Wait. The phone cut out. Start all over
say
again.
Say again, Misty.
Oh, I have done this trick before, and I did it on my boyfriend. And now we're married. So I think it is hilarious, and I think it's good to go. I think she should do it.
Wait a second, Misty. How did... girl did your boyfriend, now husband, react to it?
Well, okay, so I just, well, he called, so I called him when he was on a cell phone tower, which I probably shouldn't have. And I just said, hey, I'm pregnant. Time for you to be a dad. And I let him go the whole entire day believing it. And he was just like, oh, no, oh, no, because his parents are very Christian and, you know, sex without marriage, you know, is, you know, not something, you know, you want to tell your parents. And so anyway, so he was tripping out. And then finally at the end of the day, I said, honey, I love you, but that's not true. And we're off the hook and we're good. I'm not pregnant. And he was just like, yes, yes, but. Like I said,
did
we
you
were now
ever
husband and wife.
Okay, hold on. Did you ever tell him that you totally made it up, or did you play it off like you took one pregnancy test and it turned out positive, and then you took three more and they were all negative?
Oh, no. I just straight up told him.
Oh, my gosh. That man loves you.
Wow.
He does. He really does.
Wow. I am so... Because I have heard of women using a fake pregnancy to keep a man. But I've never heard of it to prank a man. Like, as a, ha-ha, it's a funny joke. Hee-hee-hee, well, I'll be laughing about this later.
All right, Elizabeth, don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back with you, okay?
All right.
All right. 404-263-0941 is our phone number. Misty, who actually did this successfully, will not be the last phone call we take about
You're
that.
You're kidding.
That's not right. That's what she. We're taking more calls next.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
All right, we're going to pick up Elizabeth here again and continue that discussion. Just briefly, because there's no, other than that one call, there's nobody who thinks this is a decent idea.
Look at line four.
Come on now. Elizabeth.
Yeah?
All right.
This dumpster's on fire.
I'm really thrown. Like, I'm not mad. I'm not, I'm just dumbfounded. Elizabeth called us up because she's actively involved in a dumpster fire this weekend. As a joke, she wants to show her boyfriend of 2 months a positive pregnancy test that she got from her pregnant sister. And she's going to be like, I just want to see how he reacts because that'll tell me how the relationship's going to go. And nobody thinks it's a good idea, but we're getting freaking phone calls. Oh, crap. He's hung up on Elizabeth. Crystal in Canton.
Hey, Crystal.
Hi.
Okay. Did you also do this?
I did do this, yes.
What?
I did. Well, me and my husband have been married for almost 9 years now, but his sister was pregnant at the time we started dating. I guess we were dating maybe about a month or two, not very long. And got the idea to do it. And I quickly did tell him that I was kidding. I maybe waited a few minutes. He did not think it was funny.
No, it's not funny.
No, no. And actually, my brother-in-law thought for sure that was the last time he was going to see me. He was like, she's gone. She's gone, but... I don't know, maybe there's just something so great about me that he just stayed with me, so it didn't really matter. But, no, if I asked him just a second ago about it, and he said, no, I would not recommend her doing that, because even though he stayed with me and we're married now, it was not a good thing to do. He said he did not think it was funny.
It's not funny. here's a guy's perspective. Rich in Woodstock.
Yeah, hey, guys. I love your segment.
Funny, so, Rich. Funny or not funny?
Oh, absolutely not funny. Thank you know, she strike me as saying, hey, this is a casual relationship, but now she's trying to strike it up to level 10.
Yeah.
And all I wanted to say is, like, if I was Dr. Phil, I'd say, now listen to me, Elizabeth. This is a big mistake. You know, don't do that. So.
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Rich, yeah.
Brittany and McDonough, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. So I'm just super curious, like, if this is serious, I'm in complete disbelief that she would actually think that this is a good idea.
I can't even, Brittany, I can't even find words to get through this segment. I'm not shocked I'm shocked at the fact that there's somebody who is entertaining this and thinks it's a good idea, and that multiple people have called up and been like, "No, I did that, and it was funny."
Absolutely not. It's not funny at all. The only funny thing is that she thinks that this is actually funny. Like, maybe if you want this relationship to move forward, if you're actually serious about wanting to be with him and you want to know if he wants to have kids, tell him the news that your sister is pregnant and see how he reacts to someone else having kids. Maybe he'll enjoy the news. Maybe he'll think, yeah, maybe I want to be a dad. Don't make him think he's going to be a dad. Mm-hmm. He is going to run for the hills when you say that you're lying.
Thank you. You know what?
He's not going to trust you anymore.
Thank you, Brittany.
Mm-hmm. You're so right. I think it is about trust. And I think Elizabeth, who we're calling Elizabeth, has played it out in her mind of how funny it's going to be. You know how you have those little movies in your brain of thinking about how something is going to happen
yeah.
and play it out?
I play out that movie every time I go to run 2 miles. I'm like, this is going to be a breeze. And I'm a third of a mile in and I'm like, oh, my knees hurt.
So in her movie, in her mind, they're laughing about it. They think it's hilarious. She's pulled one over on him. So she can't even fathom how this could go horribly wrong.
Melanie and Jasper actually has a great comparison that I want to run by Elizabeth after she shares it with us. Hey, Melanie.
Hey. I'm sorry. I just think this is so crazy. I just feel like, how would she feel if he was to take her to a restaurant and get down on one knee and open up a yes. box and it be empty, you know, yes. after he's proposed and then be like, ha ha. I gotcha.
Yes.
I just wanted to see how you reacted.
Thank you.
It's crazy.
I'm going to run it by her right now.
Melanie,
all right.
You're so smart because nobody loves an analogy, much like Jeff Dollar.
I do love an analogy.
You love analogies.
Elizabeth,
yeah.
what would you do if he fake proposed to you this weekend? Like, what would you do if he took you out to a restaurant and he just wanted to see how you felt about marriage? So he had a ring box and he made it all fancy. And then you were like, oh, my God, yes. He's like, ha, 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 it was just a joke. How would you feel?
Well, I don't know, because, like, my family's full of practical jokers. So,
oh
that, I mean, like, initially, obviously, I'd, you know, be kind of like, what? What the hell? But then, like, afterwards, I mean, it'd be a good story. You know, we'd be laughing about it.
I'm literally pulling my hair.
You are.
Literally.
I wasn't looking at him and I look over at your hair.
Literally pulling my hair.
And you're red.
Caitlin, you could be the last phone call. Talk some sense, please. You're talking right to Elizabeth. Talk some sense into Elizabeth.
Girl, please don't do this. One of my friends did this to her boyfriend about a year ago. They were 4 or 5 months into the relationship, and he left her.
He left her. Did you hear that? He
dumped.
Dumped.
Not just a dumpster fire, but dumped.
Thank you, Caitlin.
This dumpster's on fire.
All right, Elizabeth, we want to talk to you at this time on Monday, okay?
Okay. I mean, honestly,
please.
I think it's going to be, I mean, yeah, sure. I think it's going to be funny.
I would not be mad at all if you called us on Monday and said I have nothing to report because I didn't do it.
Yeah, don't do it just to come on the radio and say you did it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the only way my sister's going to give me the test.
You don't need the test if you're not going to do it. Don't do it.
Hope you like being single.
Woo, girl.
You might be single Monday.
Oh, my God. All right, I got to move on.
Okay.
I can't believe this. Wow. All right, we'll talk to you Monday, okay, Elizabeth?
All right, talk to you Monday.
Thank you. I can't believe it.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.